We weren't allowed to teach our own people, we weren't allowed to teach our own people, so we had bush schools. What the English did to counteract that, because they couldn't catch them, there'd be someone always on, like, a cold sketch, they set up their own schools. And what they put, so they gave all this free education, inside roofs, built all these schools. But if a child was caught speaking Irish, you know what they did to them? They put a chalk mark, something like this, hung around his neck, and for every time he was caught speaking Irish, they'd belt him. So let's say a kid who never spoke English in his life, he's 7 years of age, and what happens to him? He gets belted 10 times for asking someone, cut to our roll again, which means, what are you saying? What's the teacher say? They beat the Irish out of us, and there's no good reason why there's a continuous apathy in this country for people not to be speaking Irish.
No good reason why you should take it wrong.
Why am I speaking in English? Because it's being declared to Australia. Being declared to Australia. I'm not taking to submission. The reason I'm not speaking in Irish is not because I don't know how to speak Irish, because you can't understand it. I'm looking forward to the day that when the Irish language will, English language will be one of the languages we can speak, and that the Irish language will be the language that we do speak. We have lost. Imagine in the English language, imagine it. We couldn't understand Shakespeare anymore. We couldn't understand Chaucer anymore. All the novels, we couldn't read them anymore. Just imagine the entire amount of the English language literature was lost on us. Just think about that. That's what we lost on every single Irish person today. We cannot read or understand our own language. People who lived on this earth were rained on by all these clouds, had to put up with all the conditions that is the Irish condition. We don't know it anymore. We're now learning it from Joyce. We're learning it from people who lived only 100 years ago. We're talking about the oldest language in Ireland, the oldest language in Europe, should I say. And we can't understand it anymore. It's ridiculous. We've been given the chance. Since the age of about 4, we've been given the chance, and everyone has resisted it. You've all resisted the chance to learn your own language. Why? Because you say, you can't get a fucking job, so what's the point? The point is we're Irish. In Spain, they speak Spanish. In Holland, they speak Dutch. Well, the Netherlands, they speak Dutch. In Belgium, well, they speak French, okay? I mean, that was part of a lot of other things, anyway. In Japan, they speak Japanese. In most countries, they all have their own language. In Switzerland, they speak 4 languages. And everyone says, you can't teach them an idiot. You can't teach your children Irish. Because what will happen is, you'll confuse the poor kids. There are bums on the streets in Switzerland can beg in Italian. They can beg in French. They can beg in German. They can store drugs in Romansish. It's no bother to them. It's just a matter of having to learn it. But everyone's so lazy in Ireland. They just think, they see the TV, they see American culture. We're squashed in between the two biggest colonial powers in the world at the moment. England, whose colonies are dropping, and now America, who've taken over the rest of the world through business. And that business language is English, okay? Now, we're well lucky that we have English, because it means we can do business with the rest of the world. But where we're not lucky is we don't have our own language anymore. Every effort that's been done, every effort in terms of TG Carr, in terms of promoting the language, has been hugely resistant. But for why? Why would anyone hate a language? You know, it's bloody ridiculous. I hate Irish. What a stupid statement. If you're Irish, why the hell would you hate your own language?
I was fed into them at school.
No. Did you ever get beaten?
Yes.
In school to learn Irish? By who?
By the fucking teachers.
Okay, were you beaten to learn maths? So the language has nothing to do with that. You were beaten to be taught, not just Irish.
You were beating you. Listen, when they were beating you for your maths mistakes, they were doing it through Irish. They'd say, now be a gain of foot tools.
I was lucky. I was brought up speaking Irish. I have probably a head start in a lot of people. My parents made the decision to actually bring me up to speak Irish. They learned Irish because they were historians. They saw it in a historical context and said, there's a chance that this whole country could lose its own language very quickly. It only takes a matter of 30 years of people not giving a toss and the language is gone. That's it, a whole generation won't speak their own language. The fact that we have a television in Irish is a huge plus for the language. But the worst part of it is all the kids down in Connemara see everyone up in Dublin with, people who they see as being trendy, people who they see as being, who they look up to, and we're all speaking English. What's that? What was? Program. PG4 isn't a complete stop. No, PG Carr is actually... most of our television stations are in French. And I was going, but we all speak Arabic. And I was going, so when's the revolution going to happen? He's going, no. We have an economic language. We're really happy. You know, they don't hold anything against the French for coming in and colonizing them and making them as poor as they are. They're saying, right, we've got a chance of actually pulling up our socks. The English, despite them, gave us that chance. But what we have lost is, as I've said, the biggest library of language, the biggest library of literature. Nobody can understand our incredible poets. Nobody anymore can understand all the poems that are written, all the stories. We all have to be translators to us. But, I'll just give you an example of what a translation is, how butchered a translation can get. The word Folter, everyone knows the word Folter. And what do you think it means? You think it means welcome, don't you? The actual meaning of Folter would much better off be translated as joy. So when someone says to a Folter road meaning before you, they said there's joy before you. It's a complete different way of welcoming someone into your home. This was the Irish mentality. We are now understanding our Irish mentality through a bad translation of our own language. We just see it, oh yeah, Folter road, welcome. It means I am happy that you're here. There's joy before you. We're all fully, we're really happy. And that's how butchered our language has become. That's how bad our understanding of our forefathers' way of speaking. Our own identity is being eroded. We're creating new one, of course. And it's a kind of like a sub-identity of the English culture, of the American culture. It's like, you know, you may as well be part of LA or someone down in South America. They all have their own kind of, you know, they all speak English, but they all, not South America, but the southern state, they all have a funny way of speaking. That's us now. We have a funny way of speaking because we've all been brought up to think that we're part of this great, great big scenario, great big colony. We're Irish. Don't forget it. Don't forget your own language.
Why can't we get a dictionary on the internet?
I think you can get a dictionary there.
We're paying for it. Can you not get one? Why can't we get one on the net?
We're Irish and we speak English.
What? We're Irish and we speak English. So we all have the chance, and you all, when you have children, have the chance of actually giving your children Irish language education. It is the only way that we can really, really, truly find our own identity, reclaim our own identity back again.
How about part of skills that would appeal to kids when nobody paid for toddlers?
Yeah, not the problem.
The odd body thing, if you're getting bashed or whatever, is to rebel.
That's it. But why didn't people rebel against the English when they were being bashed?
They did fucking rebel.
Yeah, they did.
But they were the public.
Yeah, but that's why. But what happened is that the people had the same ideal of rebellion.
You're paying yourself out without
they thought, I'll go to another point. What happened is that all these Christian brothers decided that they thought they could beat the Irish back into us. But our spirit prevailed. And we said, no, we're not going to have this language beaten into us. Okay, but what happened is the English language won over. The English people have had a policy of making the whole world speak English because it would be easier for them to go into those countries, do business with them, and you know, impose laws. Like they went into, Australia and just marked out a territory, and with all the law system that they had said, okay,